Did I see Mr. Breeden come back in? Okay. Who wants to report? Mr. Stagg? I noticed when people came back in, they had smiles on their faces. Is that...
They might be smiling.
Is that good?
Y'all will be smiling.
You want to let the commissioner know?
Just happy to get back in here. Did a little quick and dirty calculations here, and everything works as planned. Take a look at it. Okay. This is pursuant to us working with the applicant. These two areas are areas they are willing to exclude from their application. Approximately 75 acre area here, and this 25 acre area here. We would like to retain this area because of the depth, and I'll let them address that if you want to in more detail. I think they want this, because they own this property, they want this shoreline area here. They may have some other rationale, but in essence, this would take 100 acres off of their application, reduce it by about 60%.
Why is that the 25 acre have that pointed in?
Well, we talked about cutting it off here. Then it would require a separate plat. They do want that area right there. I'll let them explain why.
Okay.
And originally, they had drawn a line from here to there, which would then have excluded, you know, the area from being a contiguous. Same issue we have with Mark Brown. And I suggested, well, you know, let's configure it a little bit more like this, but they can explain why they want that area.
Okay. Any questions, Mr. Stagg? Mr. Robbins?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ben, was there any discussion about the mouth of the creek and trying
of everything?
Okay. It seemed to me there was a public safety concern in there with navigation.
Yeah. We felt that the commission's concern was the size and the navigation.
So, Mr. Day, tell me again, what are the areas that he will have now? He's applying for?
This area and this area would not be part of the lease. So this shape and all the way up the creek. These are existing leases around them. This darker line down like this. This is the area that was part of the original application. They are willing to give up this area over here and this large area over here. 100 acres, basically. This is not perfect. This is a quick and dirty sketch, but these acreages are pretty close to what you see here. They would be configured sort of like that.
I guess I'm troubled by the mouth of the creek right here and whether that could be a trouble to navigation.
Well, again, any cages, you would have to submit a plan.
Let's hear the applicant's reasoning. It might help address some of the concerns.
Thank you. Part, as we're looking at the areas along the shoreline and then coming down where initially kind of drew angle, there are multiple aspects of this, but as we are looking at larger areas, you know, if we were put lines in, we're not going to, we've got to work with staff on all of that to get that approved. On a lot of the areas on the entrance, looking at potentially as we work with students, research in different areas, talking about the risk to shoaling and storm events, you know, these could be areas, and we were talking about the size of your conference table in there that we would stake. I mean, we get them approved, but move so we can look at different situations, and we've got different things going on the different shorelines for. And in terms of the business model, we've done a lot of business modeling on this. The only reason I have the opportunity to be here today is that I've been fortunate enough to be successful in business, so I'm very careful with what I do with my money. And I submitted a letter late, but that letter says we will be hiring watermen to do this work. Students may work some of these smaller areas themselves, but they'll be learning from the watermen as well. In prior companies, when I founded the companies, I owned 100% of them. When I sold those companies, I owned 25%, all because these were the partners. I mean, partners was actually in the name. So it's a partnership with Waterman. I have a vision. I have purpose. I have investable capital. They have expertise that I do not have and probably will never have. But so that's why I'll be working with them and creating jobs for them. So it's multiple use.
Any further questions? All right. Thank you, sir. Matters before the commission now.
We would be prepared in response to Mr. Fox's inquiry about the MOTH to have a condition that we would not put anything in the MOTH of that that would in any way interfere with navigation, that we could, as a condition, we wouldn't intend to do it anywhere, but we wouldn't mind saying what we
could. Stay.
Our current regulations address that.
Right.
Can't put cages where they would constitute. That's up to us. I mean,
and the commissioner can, on his own discretion, order the removal of anything blocking navigation. He doesn't have to wait for a hearing. He just has to be informed of it, and he can immediately act upon it. So it's not something that has to come back before our body.
That's correct.
So it's not really something we need to act on.
I don't think so, no.
Because you've got the authority to.
That's correct. What's the pleasure of the commission?
I'll make a motion that we approve the amended lease as proposed, with taking two chunks out of the original request, 75 on one side, 25 on the other, equaling a reduction of 100 acres.
Is there a second to the motion? Seconded by Mr. Robbins. Comment on the motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A second for discussion purposes. I appreciate the fact that staff can come back and through the development of a plan, say where caged aquaculture can and can't go. But given the level of concern we heard about the mouth of the creek, I'll just ask the maker of the motion if he would accept as friendly a prohibition on the installation of or deployment of caged aquaculture in the mouth of the creek. Again, recognizing that staff's going to come back and do a plan, but yeah. I think I've heard enough.
I think that it's a friendly amendment.
I've heard enough public concern about safety in that area. So,
yeah, I mean, even though that I think that's already addressed, that further denotes our feeling, and I think that's good.
Well, I'm not sure I understand the motion because you want to explain to me what the mouth of the creek is? Because that's highly interpretive, I think.
Maybe that chart there on the bottom. Well, there we go. That's good.
I mean, it doesn't look exactly like that anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you've got numbers here that denote the corners, and maybe we could say between 15533 and 15532.
I'm not seeing those numbers. Do you know what he's talking about?
15533.
Yeah. Correct.
Okay.
And over on the other side on that, yeah, right there, that's another. Yeah. And then you could also use, something further in that one goes on each side. Yeah, we could.
Yeah, I have one suggestion. I don't know if it's pertinent, but I don't believe the Proctor parcel is limited with regards to a prohibition on setting cages. If it could be upstream of the Proctor parcel be limited, then that may be consistent with what is the current reality there if Proctor is able to place cages there.
Well, if I may, Commissioner, the only reason I'm suggesting here is that, you know, this would not this would only be limited to the Bluff Point, you know, lease, but that's the pinch point of the mouth, and I think if we go from there, go up let's say 50 feet, then, you know, that leaves a 50-foot swath, you know, across that definitely will have an opening area there without having to worry about any cages. And then anything inside that area that would be a problem, the commissioner always has that option to change that.
Right. Mr. Robbins?
How's that sound to the seconder?
I think that's acceptable. What I was going to point out was that nothing in this motion would preclude staff from further delimiting areas where caged aquaculture would not be allowed if it were determined by staff that there were additional hazards to navigation. So this simply, I think, amplifies our concern about that area at the mouth of the creek.
Mr. Stagg, are you clear?
So we're talking about a line from this corner to this corner and 50 feet north of it?
50 feet north of it.
There would be no cages.
No cages.
But only on this lease?
Only on their lease. So I realize the Proctor property is in the middle of that, but he still can put cages up.
They already have.
Yes.
Yes.
This is Bluff Point right here.
Yes.
And this is Bluff Point.
Yes.
I don't know where 50 feet is going to be. It's not going to be very far, but probably going to be somewhere about in here.
Right. That would be just to leave a, you know, a definite defined entrance, you know, on this new lease piece. I don't think we can go back and change requirements on the old leases they already have.
That's correct.
Yeah. I mean, if we needed to make it 100 feet, I mean...
Well,
just as a
up to y'all, you could sever the lease right there.
Yeah, just as a point of order about changing. If I understand your motion, basically what you're saying is you're identifying this now as this would be a hazard to navigation.
Correct.
So while it would purport to alter the pre-existing lease, it really doesn't, because that's a requirement we have anyway. And for the commission to identify it as a hazard to navigation, overlapping the old lease seems to be fine. And actually, if you wanted to do the lease in between, just put them on notice that this, we've, you know, the commission's deemed that to, you know, placing cages there as a hazard to navigation, you could actually probably let him know.
Now
that,
now that we think about it, you can't do it either.
Because of our wonderful lawyer, we found out that we could.
I would prefer that we not affect the existing Proctor lease there.
I mean, correct.
If cages were to find themselves on Proctor's lease and it was a hazard to navigation, then we can deal with it under existing law. Okay, so the motion is to approve the lease subject to the carve-outs.
For some reason you started way over to the west instead of right here? Across to here? Because they can set cages here anyway. Prohibiting just that little strip? The point is, leave a place that there'll always be open to navigate.
You could use that closer corner.
So from this to this?
Yeah.
50 channel feet to there. The channel is, but they can put cages here. Shallow everywhere.
Yeah. We're only talking about the lease that we're asking about today, not old leases. So, yes. I'd like to go from that corner there that you're pointing to now, considering we can't change an old lease, and go from the one that...
8453 across to the corner of 15532.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
50 feet to the north.
And then 50 feet, if that's what we think is necessary.
That's what the seconder agreed to, I believe.
50 feet, with the understanding to everybody that this is not the only area that could be excluded by the commissioner.
Everyone clear on the motion? Any final comments? Ready to vote?
I'll make one final comment.
Mr. Tanker.
I mean, sometimes I feel like we listen to this thing, we're trying to make chicken salad something else from a chicken. I still don't think we've alleviated some of the problems and concerns of the citizens. I mean, there's a lot of acreage taken up in a small cove for aquaculture. And it's aquaculture. It's a wholly different thing. We've heard about watermen, but pick up the Eastern Shore newspaper on Saturday, and it's watermen versus aquaculturists, you know, on Baylor ground. I mean, they're two different being two different groups of people, oystermen and aquaculturists. And I just think we're turning over ground to people who don't know what exactly they're getting into, and we're turning in a large amount of ground in a confined cove that will have ramifications for people who currently use this cove and have been using it for quite some time. I don't think that the safety concerns that people have are illegitimate, so I won't vote for it.
Any final comments? Any other comments? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
Motion carries. Thank you.